podcast number 3 on the book of James. My first two podcasts have been a little longer than normal. This one will be a little tighter. James chapter 1 verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. We had a bit of a think about what those trials were. I want to think about pure joy. Consider it pure joy. Now, quite frankly, it's bizarre to think how trials could ever be pure joy. We may bear them. We may even be able to put on a good face in them, but trials are painful. That's why we call them trials. What does James mean then? Well, the key is to look at exactly what the text says. It does not say that trials are or can be pure joy, but we are to consider it pure joy when we face them. Why? Verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. In a war, the best soldiers are those who have already experienced a real battle. They may have suffered in these battles, but they have emerged as better, more mature soldiers. In the same way, trials and testings will make us more mature Christians. How is a diamond formed? It's the pressure that forms the diamond. Perseverance that leads to completeness. Our natural reaction is to look down when the hard times come. Woe is me, life is hard, I can't cope, I give up. James wants us to look up. Look up and see what God is doing. Know that there is a purpose. Nietzsche famously said that if a man has a why for his life, he can cope with almost any how. Very different context, I suspect, but it's a good quote. God is completing us. God is maturing us. That's the why. When I look back on my life so far, the points where I have grown greatly in Christ have been the hard times. They have been foundational for my times of growth as a believer, foundational for helping me understand myself better. In the long term, I couldn't have done without them. In the short term, they're very painful. When God brings suffering to us, we persevere and we look forward to the maturity that it will bring. And we need to ask God to help us understand trials in this light so that we won't be tempted to grumble or to doubt. Trials also remind us of our real home and the crown of life that God gives those who have stood the test. This is not our home. We're just passing through. The problem is that we sink our roots in here. Trials loosen our hold on this world and loosens the world's hold on us. It makes us long for home. God is preparing us to hold this world loosely and to yearn for the world to come. Trials will also make us feel helpless, dependent, and they'll push our hearts towards Jesus. Mother Teresa said, "You will never know Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have." Trials make us have a steadfast gaze looking for our home so we can consider it pure joy because we know what God is doing.